Good evening. This is Lavarne Williams, and this is the Pacifica Foundation National Finance Committee meeting for today, Thursday, August the 23rd. What we'd like to do is that we have a quorum today. So what we'd like to do is to go into the roll call at this time. Is Terry here? Okay, I don't believe Terry, our secretary is not on the phone at this moment. So at this time, I will go through the roll call, and I'll need some help if I miss someone. Okay, but we can get started with Dave Adelson.
Here.
Baruti Badako.
Here.
Jane Gatewood.
Here.
Mike Martin. Sandra Rawline. Brian Edwards Teekert.
Here, I'm going to have to excuse myself for a few minutes. I'm in the middle of producing a story, but I'll be back presently.
Thank you. Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Lavarne Williams. I am present. Bertolt Reimers. And Terry Goodman is not here. Okay, so... thank you very much for your patience. So, I just would like to confirm that everyone received a copy of the agenda that was sent out, I believe, last week. And also, we also sent out today the number for the executive session that will be at the end of this meeting. So, basically, what I'd like to do is would like to approve the agenda. And what I would like to do is that... Number two, basically the agenda is for roll call, approval of minutes, setting the next meeting, the CFO report, and just briefly go over the financial policies and procedures manual, any updates on that, new business, and then adjourn. And under the CFO reports, there are three items, motions to approve budgets, motions approved in the July PNB meeting, and motions forwarded to the NFC by the PNB and also by or the ED. So would like to
move the agenda to proposed.
What's that?
I would like to, this is Jane, I'd like to move to approve the agenda.
Okay, is there any other discussion? Okay, so moved.
Does anybody have Terry's phone number they could call me up to see if he's coming on?
Jane, your phone, your voice, I don't know if it's just my phone, but your voice is garbled.
Is it me or everybody else?
I think it's you, Jane.
Uh-oh. I'll hang up and try calling back.
Well, now you're
That's
clear.
Okay now.
No, I just wondered if anybody had tried calling Terry to see if he's going to join us.
If John is listening or if someone could do that, that would be great. If you could do that. Okay, so the motion is to approve the agenda. Is there further discussion? I don't think I said I was so moved and the agenda is approved. So the second item, approval of minutes, we will move that to the next meeting. Our secretary is not here. And in terms of setting the next meeting, the next meeting that I'd set on the calendar is for Thursday, September the 13th, but really would like to entertain a meeting for next week. Next Wednesday, the 29th, and the reason is that we have a lot of things to do in terms of approving the budgets and discussion on that. In addition, we've also received a number of motions that the Finance Committee needs to look at. So, again, for Wednesday, the 29th of August, I would need to go in and to go into KPFTX and make sure that that date is available for a meeting. If someone can get to that before me, I would appreciate it. And the meeting, the next regular meeting would be Thursday, September 13th. So is there any discussion on that? Okay, then, so that, okay, any objections? Okay, so that's approved. And then for Wednesday, the 29th of August, we will look at the calendar and see what if there are any other meetings that are set for that date. And the 29th, we have the technology committee. So are there others who are on the technology committee that's on finance? Okay, then that appears to be clear. So we'll have, do we have the regular meeting is for Thursday, September 3rd, and then we'll set a meeting for next Wednesday to continue tonight's meeting, next Wednesday, August the 29th. Do you want to start at 5 or 5:30? Any discussion? I'll put it at 5:30.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, great. Okay, so is there any further discussion on that?
Just for what it's worth, this is Jane. I quite likely will not be able to come. I'll see how it goes next week.
Okay, understand that. Okay, are there any objections? Okay, so then it's approved. Their next meeting, continuation of tonight's meeting, which we'll need, will be next Wednesday, the 29th of August, beginning at 5:30. So the next item on the agenda is the CFO report and the budgets. When I said approved budgets for 2008, mean the budgets that have been approved by their respective LSB groups. So Lonnie is the CFO. Would you like to take over from here?
Yes. Let's see. I wanted to start. I just got word from KPFT that their LSB had approved their budget for FY08.
Right.
So that one is, I understand that the KPFA budget has been approved, but I don't have anything official. Has it been done?
What we need to do is to have Brian send the package, or we can also, Brian, are you there? Or did you step away? Brian is in the middle of doing a story at this time. So, what we'll do is I'll make sure that you get a copy of it, from Lois and from Brian.
Do you remember what the bottom line number was, Levine?
I should know that, but I don't. But I will find it I'll find it within the next 5 minutes.
Okay. Around
150? I'll have to find it.
Okay.
Are you there, Brian?
Yeah. What was the bottom line budget? What was the bottom line number for KPFA?
Would you after cash?
Yeah, after cash and capital. Was it 153, 157?
I'll have to get it.
Did they make changes?
I'll have to find it.
Okay.
I thought Brian was there. I thought you were speaking to him. Now, if you could just go ahead. So just continue.
Okay. So that would be budget number two. WPFW's budget, I understand they won't meet until the 10th of September, but has the LSB looked at the budget? Has it been presented?
No, we haven't. We have a major component that is not even penciled in yet, having to do with this 30th anniversary gala. I did see Karen before she left town, and she gave me a form that had projected income but no expenses at all, and Robert's telling me that that's got to be part of our budget. We only have one budget, so it's got to be part of our budget. So right now we don't have any expense stream from that. He's going to be off next week, and our LSB, I don't have anybody else on the entire LSB that is pulling up their shirt sleeves to work on this financial stuff. Mostly their eyes glaze over. And so I'm trying to get something to send out to people so they'll have everything in writing, so we'll have a very productive meeting on the September 10th, which it worked out all right last year. We had a very productive discussion. We had the staff there answering questions. And since our budget is, it's not moving much. It's a bare bones budget. There's not a whole, I've seen in the last 2 years, the same questions come up every year. So if Robert can ever come up with numbers that are, going to stay put, then, I really don't I don't think there's going to be any problem. Whatever, you know, we'll discuss it on the 10th, and it's going to go through. What you have right now, Lonnie, is that's the only thing there is yet. I spent some time today at the station, and did you get a message from me? A phone message?
Yeah, I did. I did pick it up later on in the afternoon today.
I don't know if it made any sense.
I do remember. Those are some adjustments in the line items and the rows and what gets combined and what doesn't. I did understand.
Oh, yeah, because we were trying to figure out how to do this so that it's going to be the least headache for you, but we did need to make sure that we could put the comparative numbers in, and
yeah.
Because that's something that everybody likes to see, the comparison with past years.
Right.
And I really like that you had that in the last income statement. I was able to pull it right over. But the problem is that a couple of the things didn't quite match up. And so we've got three different sets of rows in these spreadsheets between last year's numbers and then the income expense you sent and then the full budget spreadsheet page that Robert's working from. So just kind of technical issues just to present it in a way where we can have a meaningful discussion. So that's
So
I don't know if you – is there any hope that you can do anything with Robert on the expense – on the budget for that gala tomorrow? Because without that penciled in, I don't know how we're going to have it ready in time for
I'll
our
work
meeting.
For him. I do have some numbers for that. That I had generated a month or so ago, and I'll bring it up with Robert, see what he has.
Okay.
Let's do it that way.
Okay. So this is LaVarne. I'm just trying to get clarity on this. So in order to work this, what is the action here?
Well, it looks like they're not meeting until the 10th of September, LaVarne, so that means that they'll bring the budget after that date, and that, I guess it'll pick up in our meeting on the 13th.
Yeah, but Jane says that she needs some help. So exactly, what's going to happen here?
Oh yeah, I'm going to be talking with Robert tomorrow offline on the budget, trying to get some line items lined up so they're comparable from one year to the next.
Well, I mean that's a technical side that we've pretty much figured out. I can talk to you. I'll be available to talk to you by phone tomorrow as well as Robert, just to that's a minor technical issue. The major issue that we need help with is that budget for the 30th anniversary gala. We don't have any expense lines. Karen gave us a list of what the expense items would be, but she didn't fill them in before she went to England, and she's not going to be back. I don't think she'll be back for another week and a half. So.
Well, I have a general sense of what she told me the last time we talked, so it's not complete. That's true, and I'm hoping when she gets back, the committee will get together and come up with the final numbers.
Yeah, and in terms of how that's going to be represented in the budget, that's and I'd like to just talk with you briefly about that tomorrow. I'll have a few minutes. If I could give you a call and
sure.
Okay, so the action is Line is going to talk with Rob. Who is Robert?
Robert West is our business manager. The WPO.
I'm Robert West. The Line is going to talk with Robert West and also talk with you about the gala. And the other part I thought I heard you say, Jane, was that in terms of just pulling everything together and getting it in a package or getting it out to the LSB, you said there was something about having people work with you. So what is the issue?
Well, we don't have financial people on our board. And so I have there's really just no real involvement on a hands-on basis.
So what do you need? That's what I'm asking.
What? We don't have an active finance committee.
Okay, so what do you need? What do you need
Nothing.
Help?
I mean, there can't be. Do you have a magic wand?
I don't understand. You're saying that, you present the budget and they don't understand it or...
No, we do not have an active finance committee. When we meet on September 10th, I am confident that it will be a very productive meeting. People, I'm going to have to work with Robert to get the spreadsheet set up to where we have something that's easy for people to see with the comparative numbers. That's not a problem.
Okay.
We've kind of mastered that. We kind of fumble through it. and it's getting better. And that's
okay. I understand. Yeah. So all the issues you can speak to with Lonnie when you talk to him tomorrow, and with Robert, then those issues you can address those, and hopefully on the 10th when you have your meeting, it would be easy for people to understand. Or if you have some type of pre-meeting with certain individuals who could get together, maybe that.
No, I can tell you this: that is the pre-meeting. So, no, it's not. It'll. I don't anticipate any problems. I think that.
Okay, good.
There may be some definitely the budget that Lonnie has now that he's worked into the consolidated budget. It is just minor changes from last year. There's really nothing significant, but
right.
There is this big component.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Okay.
About next year, does your budget, that, Lonnie, do the stations also pay Democracy Now, or does that all come out of National?
It all comes out of National.
Okay, scratch that. Scratch
yeah.
that. I was wondering if you'd incorporated the increase in Democracy Now.
Oh, no, I didn't. It doesn't go to the stations. It goes to the national office. But if I could, Madam Chair, could I get through the broad strokes of the...
I'm trying to move that. Okay. Right. Thank you. Please.
Okay. Let's at least get the big picture so that then we can go to the stations where there are issues or stations. Some of them, they're not ready for discussion tonight, so we might as well not spend time on it. Let me just...
May I clarify one thing?
Briefly.
Yeah.
Okay, the motion concerning the hiring of new people, we had two staff positions from this last budget that were not filled, and they're in the process of being filled now. Did that have to do with just the national office or the stations as well?
Would it have any impact
on positions that are carryovers from this year that just had not gotten filled?
Okay, can we address that? Because that is a motion that was referred back, because Dave asked that we refer it back to finance. So can we discuss that when we'll let Lonnie proceed, and if Lonnie wants to incorporate that as he speaks, that's fine. But let's let Lonnie proceed. Thank you, though, for bringing that up. We'll make sure we get to it, Jane.
Thanks.
At least let me get through some of the broad strokes. And what my thinking is on where we stand on some of these large issues. I'm going through initially the CFO report for those that want to follow along. I did send out an updated budget. I just got some numbers from WBAI yesterday, and I tried to incorporate those numbers for this meeting. I did send it out about an hour and a half ago. But let me just go over it. Broad strokes first. FY08 is a difficult budget. We all know that it is. National office right now, this is preliminary, of course. We are finished. Has a $151,000 negative variance. That will have to be found somehow to bring stations even to a half month, units to even a half month. So APFA, their bottom line is $153,000, but their monthly expenses are $359,000. So they are a couple of $100,000 away from the 1 month requirement that the board has laid down. APFK, they're budgeting $156,000, but their monthly expenses are $304,000. You can see them in the report. I summarized it in my email. So they're $145,000 away, that is to say, by the end of this fiscal, and assuming the revenue drives or do not supersede the toll, there'll be $100,000.
Sandra, KPFT Houston.
Oh, hi, Sandra.
Hello?
Welcome.
Hi. We're all here.
Sorry, I'm late.
Well, KPFT, they have a budget of $68,000, but their monthly expenses are $118,000. They're $49,000 away. WBAI has a deficit budget of $88,000. I think we had submitted originally $98,000, Rudy, but then I got your email. But your deficit would be $88,000 rather than $76,000 because of the differences on central services. I'll check with you, and we'll get down to your $76,000 right now. What I sent out at 88, I couldn't figure out what the difference was. So that's a deficit of 88,000, but that puts WBI in a precarious situation of being, you have a negative, if you have a deficit of 88,000, and your monthly expenses are 307,000, well, you're almost $400,000 short on the negative variance side. WPFW is budgeted $137,000, and their monthly expenses are 173 or so. So they're about $35,000 away from the monthly expense guideline. So the total budget that we've been managed to budget for next fiscal is only $612,000. Our monthly expenses, however, are $1,006,000 or $1,598,000. So we're effectively $986,000 short of the expenses that we will surely have in FY08. What to do? In my FYO report, I'm making the following, my CFO report, I made, and I will propose here the following recommendations about what we can do. The board has passed a motion that all expenses for FY08 budget be kept to the level of FY07 expenditures. So I'm proposing that that becomes the way to which the budgets are constructed, and I'll be talking with general managers and business managers and LSDs about how to get expenditures down to that level. The board also passed a motion that stations should have some contingency funds, or maybe the network, where we set aside funds so that stations that have a bad drive, that there is some reserve that they can have available. Otherwise, we'll have situations where a bad drive can result in some units not being able to meet expenses or even payroll. And that is something we ought to look to. How much that contingency fund will be is not stated, but it has to be looked at on a case-by-case basis. I go on to make some specific recommendations over and above the ones passed by the board. The board did send us a recommendation to discuss around staffing, whether or not staffing levels should be maintained at the same levels as they were last year. I believe that we should not add on new staff with one proviso, and that proviso is that where staff or activities can increase the revenue of that unit in the course of next year. Not 3 years, not 2 years. We don't have that luxury at this point. But we do have to at least look at each one of those proposals for adding new staff. I think that we can handle it as a budget adjustment, as we do with any other adjustment. The larger recommendation is that I think that no unit really has been able to meet the board guidelines in these FYO budgets at this point. And it's a general open question as to whether or not our units can make 1 month. I doubt it, without massive disruptions and layoffs in this network. My recommendation to this committee and to the board is that all budgets have to be passed provisionally, and that we pass budgets for 1 quarter, review those budgets sometime in December or in early January to see where we stand after the first drive next fall, we already have a mandate to hold expenses at FY07 levels, so in some respects we could pass a continuing resolution. I wish it to say we could continue expenditures at FY07 levels given the current board motion that we have in place. That will give us an opportunity, and stations and units, to see where they stand next fiscal, early in the fiscal, when it's time to reverse direction if things need be, and also if there's some reorganizations that need to occur, and I think there might be. The stations that are my list of stations that are doing okay and stations that have some serious issues or units that have some serious issues are the following. WBAI, with a deficit of $88,000, and their LSB has chosen to stand pat with that $88,000 deficit, and I think we need to have
May I ask a clarifying question?
Yes.
When you say deficit, sometimes are we talking about an absolute negative in the bottom line or negative relative to the desired surplus?
When I say negative variance, I'm referring to the variance. When I say deficit, I'm referring to a deficit, not having zero monthly.
So if I may ask, if there's a deficit, where does the money, that means you're spending more than you bring in, where is the money to do the additional spending coming from?
At this point, WBI has not identified any source for those deficit funding. And my recommendation is that we're going to send it back to the LSB, and basically iterate the board guidelines that you have to follow board guidelines, and the budget has to be reworked. My overall recommendation is all units should be required. At 1/2 month, as I say, most cannot reach 1 month. But I think it's prudent and wise to have a plan in the budget to reach 1/2 month.
Can I ask one more clarifying question? Don't we have an existing policy that says that already? I mean, we Baruti, you, me, and Brian were on that task force, and we passed that motion, and I think the board passed it, so isn't it already the case that that's in force?
That's the case right now. The requirement is 1 full month.
Well, it's a little more complicated than that, Lonnie. It's, if you're starting from zero, it's a month. Once you have a month in the bank that you're carrying over from 1 year to the next, it's that you save at a rate of 1/2 month per year.
That's what I remember, too.
Until you reach 3 months, and then you're under no obligation. 3 months in reserve, then you're under no further obligation.
I'm recommending that all stations produce the 1/2 month. Okay. All units.
But, I mean, KPFA, based on its cash flow projections for this year, will be have 3 months in reserve at the end of this fiscal.
Yes, that's true. My recommendation will be that it's not how much you have in the bank. It's how much you are planning to use from what you have in the bank, and that has to be approved by the board. KPFA is planning to, for this year, is having to use monies from that bank to match, to reach 1 month. And next year, it's planning also to withdraw from those savings, and I'm saying that that has to be approved by the board, and we have to look at that carefully because it is the depletion of savings. And
to clarify, our savings is higher at the end of every year. You're not talking about a long-term drawdown. You're talking about a short-term cash flow issue.
No, we disagree on that. I think it is. And I think that station has recognized it. I mean, Limlim and certainly Lois have, where they've got, even in the FYO8 budget, they are assuming $143,000 worth of reductions in the salary area. That's the data I'm working with, and that's the assumption I'm working with now.
Yes, but when I go through our balance sheets, we have more cash in the bank each year than we did the prior year. And next year, based on this budget, we should have still more.
Yeah, you can't really do it that way, because while you have maybe have more cash, you also have more expenses. So you have to see what the balance is. And sometimes that's meaningful, sometimes it's not. So you have to see, well, if I got 50 cents more, but I'm spending $1.50 more, well, that's a problem. So, and that's the detail around it. And some of the money that you're showing on the balance sheet is not spendable money, spendable cash. Some of it is invested dollars. You can't evade principal, can only use the interest. We have the same issue with national office, and it will require a board motion.
Lonnie, could you speak more loudly, please? Sorry to interrupt.
I was just saying that you can't go strictly by the balance sheet because some of the money that shows in the balance sheet is not spendable dollars. It is invested monies where the donor has said you can't invade the principal. So you can only use the interest thrown off by the investment, and you can't spend anything above the initial. You can only spend monies above the initial amount that was endowed. So you have to look at the detail in order to know how much is really usable by each station. So to summarize, and I will go ahead and go answer questions, there are three stations I think that we can...
Lonnie, this is LaVarin, just briefly. This is, again, why we definitely need consistent or a cash flow analysis that conforms to standard accounting principle. Because the point is that if you know that as you raise funds and as you go into the year, your cash will be lower. Well, it will get lower because you have to use those funds. But again, the point is whether that's borrowing is a subjective term, because if you're using your cash to fund your expenses until your next fund drive comes in, and you have the cash to do it, and at the year end you have the same amount of cash, you haven't dipped into it. In terms of having 3 months, as long as you're consistent there, I think that satisfies what we have said our objective is. So, in order to say whether you're taking from cash or not, we have to have a consistent cash flow projection on a monthly basis so that everyone will be on the same page and will understand, whether you're permanently taking from your cash or whether you're using your cash flow to finance your expenses until the fund drive comes in and it builds up again. So, I mean, that's just, I'm sorry for taking your time, but that's my
point. Yeah, well, we did do that, you know. Lois did produce her cash flow statement projection.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
but
what
it doesn't show that she's it doesn't, I don't believe it shows that she's taken from cash from what I saw.
Well, we can have that discussion, but it does, and she agrees. Right. You're looking at two fiscals. You're looking at the cash flow projections for June, as of June, projected to September 30th, 2007. And it's right in my report. KPFA will use 100, and she says 179, I say 186. That is, they will have to dip into whatever word we want to use, reserves, cash flow, savings, whatever number we want to use. But she will, in fact, she checked her cash flow.
And then it will be replenished.
Yeah, excuse me. We do this every year. I understand what LaVon's saying, and I've come to understand what Lonnie means, and we've never sort of stopped to. Anytime we dip our toe into this conversation, it's the same. So maybe we should just proceed, and we understand that we each have different
yeah.
ways of looking at this. But the fact of the matter is that the other thing that happens is even those units that budget an annual surplus end up hitting unexpected expenses from time to time, which is why the surpluses of a lot of stations, the reserves of a lot of stations, aren't building.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, we can proceed. Thank you, Lonnie.
Yeah, you know, we'll disagree, but the facts are the facts. If she comes up, just ask her for that cash flow statement.
Well, Terry Goodman.
Now, that would be for FY07. I'm also...
It is Terry.
FY08. So, that said, my recommendations are in that CFO report, and they are that we are in a precarious situation in the Pacific Radio Network. And it's not exaggeration, and it's not a misunderstanding of numbers. I'm saying that we have a considerable amount of work to do financially, and that we should set the bar either at 1 month's reserve, and it's just that budgets that come before us pass and meet that board guideline, or I'm saying that would cause, if we try to get that done in the next 30 days, enormous disruption. Or we set the bar and agree to set it lower, with a plan to get it back up, I think, as Brian and other folks are suggesting. But mine is saying you get it back up by year's end to at least 1.5 months, and we go with that. But we do it in the context of saying we need to look at these budgets and pass them only for one quarter. And the reason is because the first quarter, if there are bad drives, even this budget will be out of date, and we'll be in some stations with grimmer circumstances. Now, some stations look fine on paper. That would be KPFT, WPFW. But the point, though, is that if other stations are not, then Pacifica is one unit. That is, what do you do if you can't meet payroll at Station A? Well, other stations will be asked, or the board might ask, that we look at funds to help support sister stations. So that's how we all are in it together. So those are my recommendations are in the CFO report. So I suggest that the stations, I feel at this point, should be passed through with the same proviso for a quarter, not for the year, because even the stations that seem to be doing okay can have a bad drive, and there's some dollar questions around WPFW's expenses, and KPFT looks okay on paper, but even they do not have a full 1 month. So T would be one of the stations, I think, if we agree to a half month, W at the half month level. And KPFA, I think that there are some questions that we should take up at our subsequent Finance Committee meetings, which is to say, answering the question, how will the staff reductions, what's the detail of that, and settling the question LaVon brings up about, well, how much cash will be available? Let's settle those questions. They're important to resolve in the context of passing the budget. WBAI, what I understand is that their LSB passed specific motions, which I'd like to read at this time because I think we ought to take up the case of WBAI, not complete it, but at least understand what the LSB has stated as its position on the budget for WBAI. Verudy, you want me to do
that? Could you send that to us via email as well?
Yeah, you want to do that, Verudy? You want me to do it? How do you want to handle that one?
I can speak to it.
Okay.
Let me just pull up the, give me a minute here to pull up the actual wording of the...
And as Dave said, can you send that to us? Or is that what you're doing, Verudy? This
okay,
is Lauren.
Well, let me put the phone on speak again. Pull it up.
Yeah, I can email it to you.
All right, thanks.
And they've made some recommendations to us as well. So I have it here. I can get us started.
Okay, you can do it, Lonnie.
Okay. It's motions from the LSB Finance Committee regarding the WBAI 2008 budget. And Finance Committee, number one, recommends...
Lonnie, could you speak much more loudly, please?
I'm sorry. I think I'm shouting. Yeah, the LSB Finance Committee, this is the first part of the motion, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraphs. The LSB Finance Committee recommends that the LSB approve the budget that has been provisionally recommended by the LSB at its August 6, 2007 meeting. And it recommends that no staff layoffs, cutbacks, or pay freeze or pay cuts, with the following stipulation, that there be no, I repeat, staff layoffs, cutbacks, or pay freeze or pay cuts, because that's what was recommended by the interim general manager there. Now, they say that the advertising promotion expense line be increased by $10,000. That the treasurer is authorized to review with management the statement of staff leave and vacation costs. These are some review items they wanted changed in the budget, and they proceeded to have those changed. But the important motions were that the budget be approved for the first quarter of FY08 with the LSB Finance Committee to convene and create a recovery plan working group, working with the interim general manager and the business manager, to develop specific proposals for increased revenues and reducing costs. And that the LSB request from the PNB, coming through us, the Finance Committee, a waiver of the one-month reserve requirement for this budget. That is, they're asking for a waiver of the one-month requirement. Their current situation is a $76,000 deficit, positive deficit, that is to say, not 1 month at all, not a half month, but $76,000 below break-even. If you can call that break even. And so this is what is before us here on the Finance Committee, at least, and we can follow up in subsequent meetings how we deal with it. But that's what's on the table. But Rudy, do you have...
Yeah. Well, I guess the consensus is that at this point, we would like to, of the LSB, was that we wanted to get 3 months. We know we can definitely put together a break-even budget if we have more time to look at the numbers more closely without getting into a long story. You know, it's been difficult historically and over the last few months to get a lot of the data that we need in order to make what we feel is to make good decisions about, you know, where cuts can be made and where cuts can't be made. So it's the feeling of the LSB that if we could continue to operate for another 3 months, and come back with a revised budget at the end of the first quarter, we could definitely close the gap that we have now and possibly put us in a surplus situation, but recognizing that, you know, even under the best of circumstances, we couldn't put together a one-month reserve or a one-month surplus budget. So basically, folks are asking for more time to look at this stuff a little bit more closely by putting together a working group that would include, of course, representatives of management in both the paid union and the unpaid union in order to hash out some of the ideas that are already on the floor and see where, beginning with eliminating the deficit and then moving us to a situation where we have a surplus, but obviously we're not going to get to a $250,000 surplus before the end of the fiscal year.
Would there be, so the action item would be not necessarily right now, but at the next meeting, notices being placed that the action item would be to approve the WBI's Finance Committee's plan and their LSB plan, or to make amendments to it, or have it be sent back for with whatever the Finance Committee may recommend for them. Other budgets, national office budget. Right now, as you all know. Yes.
I'm sorry. Maybe we'll try to keep it to like maybe 10 minutes. Anyone have any discussion on this?
Well, I have one item or one question on it.
Sure.
I saw an email, I think it was from Kathy Davis, talking about the fact that the union had been notified of any impending staff cuts. And it's been my impression that at the very heart of the recovery plan of longstanding was a reduction in staff expenses. And so I don't know I didn't read that email closely. What are the constraints at the point at which we might decide that, yeah, the only way to cut this nut is to reduce staff? What are the constraints on that at the point at which there was agreement by whatever parties need to agree on doing that? And what is the likelihood of being able to actually reduce staff?
Is that for me, Dave? Or
for Rudy? For anyone who knows. Rudy may know.
Well, I don't know what the constraints are, but, you know, some suggestions that had been put forward by the IGM was, as it relates to staff costs, was deferring the scheduled 4% increase, which is scheduled to take place on October 1st. And another option was, in addition, a 5% across-the-board salary reduction with some small exceptions. So as it relates to salary costs, that's what was put out there, but that's what the LSB said, you know, before that's implemented. They wanted to make sure that they had looked at all of the non-personnel-related costs and squeezed everything they could out of that before making that particular decision.
Well, what I meant was, in this letter, I got the impression that there's some requirement in the union contract that requires some sort of notification of the union before there's any intent. I don't know whether that applies to reduction salaries or whatever. I'm just wondering, from a procedural point of view, are there any steps that need to be taken, like X number of weeks or months in advance, in terms of communicating to the bargaining unit?
The answer to that is that 30 days notice. And the way it works is that the management would give the union 30 days' notice of intent to reduce force. And the union personnel would be given time to come up with alternative suggestions, which they have. And that's some of the emails that have gone on about that. The deadline for giving notification would be, August 30th for an October 1st. We do it September 1st for an October 1st deadline. We can do.
Okay.
That sort of thing. So they're in that process now.
This is LaVarin. Just briefly, my AOL is crazy. It takes a long time to open a document, which you have like said you want to open it. But you know, my question is when the LSB did this, did they offer any other means of funding WBAI while they're proposing a negative budget? I mean, where is the money going to come from?
I think from what we have, and I don't know, Lonnie, you would have to speak to this more. You're probably closer to the numbers than what I am. And the expectation is that what would happen is that the fall drive would really be sort of to tell the story, because obviously I don't know, Lonnie, do we have enough now to take us through the fall drive, or what's your sense on that? That I can't speak to, but I know the critical issue was going to be the fall drive.
Well, I did look at the finances before I came on the call. The summer drive did raise $512,000, and that will be expended in 2 months, that is to say, in August and September. The fall drive begins in the middle of October, or third week in October. Now, what will happen is that in the third or fourth week in October, WBI will likely receive some CPP funding, a couple of $100,000, which will carry it over to December. But at December, the funds, that is the end of the road, so to speak, and that when the real severe financial crunch will occur, to fall drive on top of that, it does need budget. Then, of course, they will have to act way before December in order to have a plan in place to deal with the anticipated shortfall. So they will have 2 or 3 weeks in October where they will likely be in a situation where they can't meet certain bills. And they will use the drive money when it comes in third or fourth week in October or the CGB funds to tide them over through December.
Okay, so you have a budget. You're predicting a shortfall. And we have gone through this for the last year in terms of the drives and the shortfalls in the drive. So what has been done to make this fall drive more successful than the previous year drives where there's been like a $200,000 to $300,000 shortfall in the drive? I mean, are there concrete things that management and along with the LSB helping to make this different than what the others have been?
Well, I know that the summer drive was very successful. I mean, it exceeded, I think the original goal might have been 450 or something to that. Lana, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Is it 450 or 500? But it did do 512. So essentially, the goal is to build on that momentum, and of course we reduced our goals, which has reduced our revenue accordingly, which is why these numbers are kind of popping out.
Well,
normally,
that's very good. I mean, that's
right.
Well, that's excellent.
Right. So normally we were going for $950,000 goals, but if you give me a minute, I'm pretty sure we're looking at $800,000 goals.
Yeah,
so we've kind of worked with the reality that we're not doing $950,000 anymore.
Okay.
So we've begun to work that down. And at the same time, one of the challenges is really for us to get this development person in here. Now we've had the funds; those funds are in the budget as they were in the current fiscal year, but it's just been difficult to find some good candidates for that. Because obviously, we have to move away from on-air fundraising to alternative sources of support. And we're still moving ahead with that particular goal, but there has been recognition that we're just not doing the kind of money we used to do. So the goals are down. And if you give me a minute, I can pull up the schedule and break down the whole year's goals, and you can see what some of the adjustments have been versus the old $950,000 goals.
Okay, that's very good in terms of doing more realistic revenue projections. But the other part to go along with that is Lonnie has proposed is that you have to reduce the expenses accordingly. That there's that, you know, the revenue has been, the projections of the budget has been reduced, but the expenses have to be reduced. I mean, there's no place to get the funds to keep the operation going. I mean, there's
well,
no place. Go ahead.
Can I say something about that?
Sure.
Well,
sure.
I think if I understand correctly, what ends up happening then when BAI is in deficit is basically they're just not able to repay National those expenses that National pays for all the stations and then gets reimbursed for. Like, aren't the health benefits paid through a National plan, Lonnie?
Oh, yes, that's true. We front those payments.
So the way deficits play out when there's a real deficit there is that basically National just doesn't get reimbursed for the expenses it's committed to lay out. And that was my earlier question about where does it come from. I think that's where it comes from. And
yeah, but
so
I'm
the
not,
deficit then just propagates.
I'm not sure if the point I think that was raised earlier was that, well, we'll have to look at the budget to really see it, to see if those expenses or even expenses or those transfers to National are even in the budget in the first place.
Well, but
so
it's not a transfer, really, because,
it's the 20%. I mean, I'm not sure if that's we'll have to look at it. Again, that's why we're going to have a meeting next week to go over all the issues that we've raised tonight. I'm sorry.
This is over and above even that transfer. In other words, they pay it. That's not part of the 20%. Now, the National gets the 20%, but then National also pays out in health benefits and then gets reimbursed from the stations because the station get a break on health benefits because we have a better national plan. At least that's what I understand of it. So but what I'm hearing, I heard Baruti say, is basically they've cut as much as they can cut to maintain operations. So your point that it needs to be cut more means basically you need to somehow reduce what they're doing. And I haven't heard anything yet that tells me that there's a path to doing that. And so what that realistically means, if that ends up happening that way, is that National's going to pay that money.
Well, two things.
National also doesn't have a bank either. You know, there have to be concrete things in place for National to have those excess funds to do that.
Can I get on a stack, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I'll stop. Go ahead. Baruti needs to continue, and then Lonnie. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Two things. Just as far as it relates to listener support, we're looking at a fall drive of $800,000 goal. Winter drive with $875,000 goal, a spring drive of $800,000, and a summer drive of $500,000, with fulfillments in the area anywhere from about 81 to 82%. As it relates to expenses, I would say, Dave, that I don't think we've concluded that there's nothing else that can be cut. We're just saying that at this point we just need a little more information, a little more time. To dig in and see what else can be cut at this point. You know, we just don't want to say, well, just cut that out, you know, just to make it kind of work, make the numbers kind of work. So that's what we're trying to avoid. But at the same time, we know we have to, we've got to move forward and present something. But we still feel as though, I mean, it's going to be a two-pronged approach. I mean, obviously, alternative sources of revenue are going to be important. You know, getting more out of the website and things like that we really haven't gotten as much out of as we think is there. At the same time, examining expenses and seeing where else we can cut.
Okay, thank you.
Brian here.
Katie.
I guess I'll take it away. I guess the question I wrestle with is in the position that BA is in, which sounds very... Well, I mean, it sounds like it's pretty precarious. What's the rationale for delaying any cuts until you see whether some of them aren't necessary versus making cuts and then trying to figure out a way to restore them by doing the same work?
Well, it looks like because the bulk of the adjustment would have to come from people's salaries. So I guess there's a sense that could be demoralizing. And obviously, it would make it more difficult to do the other work that needs to be done. Now, obviously, at the end of this 3-month period, if there's nothing else that can be done, I mean, the hard choices would have to be made. But I guess the hope is that they could be provided 3 months in order to really say that let folks know. Listen, we made our best effort, and this is really the choice of last resort.
Can I ask another question about Brian's question?
Mm-hmm.
Please, go ahead.
I understood one reason we were always forestalling this also was that there were some severance requirements that kick in, and so reductions in staff actually end up costing you more up front. Is that true?
It's true, Dave, in a layoff scenario, but what was contemplated is a reduction in salary, so there's no severance implication there.
Except for accrued vacation.
Also reducing failure to implement a union contract increase has no implication for severance. So.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm basically putting this issue on the table for discussion at a subsequent meeting, so as opposed to making a recommendation at this point.
Okay, great. Please continue.
Same thing would be, I'm looking at revisiting KPFK.
Before we go off that, there is one other point could I make?
Briefly, please.
Before we go, With WBAI, you know, when you talk about the expenses needed to get the web up and running, I've been thinking a lot about it, and it seems to me a shame that at every station we're effectively duplicating the effort at every other station rather than having the people who are working on the web at each of the stations share resources and develop some sort of common interfaces. I mean, I understand each station wants control of its own website, but if one guy's better at back-end stuff and another guy's better at front-end stuff, I don't really understand why we duplicate the effort around the network, and particularly if you're talking about web stuff where it doesn't really matter where you're physically located. If what VAI needs is beefed up web presence, then is there any way to get assistance from other places in the network where people are doing really smart things and doing them well, rather than having to duplicate salaries to duplicate effort?
Thank you, and let's put that on the agenda, too.
Can I say one more thing before we move on?
Please.
If anyone on the committee has any questions or concerns, I would appreciate if they could just email them to me, because that way, at the next meeting, I'm not trying to answer the stuff cold. I mean, I could do some real research, or the committee can do some research and, you know, be prepared to address the issues as opposed to, you know, having a tough one to deal at that point in time. So I would just ask that if you have anything that you're thinking or considering or you think that we need to consider, anything that you could send prior to the next meeting would be appreciated.
Baruti, can I add something?
Sure.
This is Jane. Just a follow-up on Dave's comment is, because I may not have a chance to send you an email, but here in D.C., we've had a long-standing frustration with our website not being what it needs to be, and it looks like we're just about ready to sign a contract with a consultant who will work with us on some of the...
Jane, I'd like to put this on another, because...
Okay, I just wanted to mention it to Baruti, because I just want to say that if that's something that a collaborative thing with...
Yeah, economies of scale with web, on the web.
I have no idea what the status of yours is, but I just wanted to throw that out there since Dave brought it up.
Okay, great.
Maybe there's some opportunities for collaboration that would be...
Right.
Mutually beneficial.
Okay, thank you. All right,
thank you.
Lonnie. Okay, thank you, Baruti. Please.
Mm-hmm.
Highlighting KPFK. Their budget is submitted, I think the bottom line was $156,000 against a monthly expense of roughly $304,000. Now, there are two or three issues of concern at K. One of them is that 3 years ago, KPFK had a reserve of $450,000. And right now, at the end of FY08, that is by September 2008, that reserve would be down to $175,000, $150,000, and the station will likely dip into that. So that is something that will have to be taken care of and looked into budgetarily. Second issue for K is that there are unknown legal expenses that might be an expense item for KPFK. It's unknown at this point, but anything can happen. And right now, there is not in this budget, as you can see. Very slim budget, barely able to reach the half 1 month level. That for legal. If there are any issues around expenses for severance or bad drive, they don't have much of a contingency there, although K has met drive goals. The point I keep making, though, is even if you meet goals, drives for your goals, if your expenses go up more than anticipated, you still end up with some issues. Okay. That would be my summary for K, saying that they should look to see if there's any prudent legal set aside, and also seeing what they can do around some of the capital improvements. They have $100,000 for capital improvements, and they might want to look at that number. Maybe they can afford it. Maybe they should set some of that aside or try to postpone that expense. And then any severance or legal issues that might come up, they should look at it. Because if a bad drive occurs, so summary, K should get a contingency of about $50,000 to $100,000 that they should have ready at the ready in case some of these other items do pop up. That would be the summary for K. The summary for W would be that W has only one real outstanding. They began the fiscal year with a cash surplus of $438,000. So they are in remarkable shape beginning the year. The only real question mark I have for W is whether or not the expenses for their December 15th event, how that will be handled. They have a budget. We just have, as Jane and I have been talking about, identify those expenses in this current year budget. Some of them, in fact, are coming into in this